John Schlopper, Busisi Wemkwebani, Jacob Zuma. I'm not ranking them. They're just the 3 points of the, is it an isosceles? Is it a cute triangle of Stalingraders? John Schlopper has asked his lawyers to appeal a judgment from a full bench of a high court, which dismissed his challenge to the finding by the Judicial Service Commission that he was impeachable. I'm summarizing. I'm summarizing brutally and crudely. Karen Maughan, legal journalist with News 24. On what grounds is Justice Schlopper appealing?
Well, I mean, his original case is the hallmark of this kind of litigation style, was a kind of mishmash of various attacks from the conspiratorial to, you know, various issues with just Judge President Mlambo, Alan Windey, et cetera, et cetera. But the judgment itself focused very strongly, and as does his appeal, on the composition of the Judicial Service Commission at the time that it voted in support of the tribunal report that found that he was guilty of gross misconduct for attempting to sway Justices Basim Kabinde and Chris Jafta to rule in favor of Jacob Zuma, then ANC president, in his attempts to challenge the Scorpion's warrants used to seize 93,000 pages of documentation and evidence against him. And it really is that point that he focuses much of his appeal upon. He is very much of the view that the Constitution prohibits any deviation from the composition of the JSC in respect of the Supreme Court of Appeal president or her deputy being on the JSC, and he does not accept that because Mandisa Maya and Kola Petse regarded themselves as conflicted, they had the ability to delegate an alternate to represent them in that vote, which of course was 8-4 in favor of Schlopper facing impeachment. And the reason this is important, they're saying, well, you know, he could have, they should just not have attended if they were conflicted. There's a variety of different arguments. But the primary issue that the High Court found was that if Judge Mbah, who was the person that replaced them there, was not there, there wouldn't have been a quorum for them to vote, and they couldn't have voted in regards to the misconduct of John Schlopper, and they would then have been paralyzed. And the court has said that, you know, the constitutional imperative of judicial accountability would not allow that situation to happen.
But
John
Karen
Schlopper, of course, is absolutely adamant that this, his particular legal technical definition, is completely rigid and cannot be deviated from.
I mean, this does sound to me like an appealable point. I'm not a constitutional lawyer. I'm not a lawyer of any kind. But when the Constitution is, as the Constitution is in this case, silent, it doesn't explicitly permit it, and it doesn't explicitly prohibit it, then it becomes a point which perhaps needs inquiry and needs further litigation.
Yes, I think that it is, you know, I think that it is an important point, and that is why the court spent so much time on that.
Yeah, they were aware of it, yeah.
Absolutely. And they are, you know, there have been preceding judgments in regard to the litigation also brought in relation to this case by Helen Ziller, then Premier of the Western Cape, in terms of her non-presence on the JSC, and that was found to be unlawful. We are dealing with the first ever impeachment of a judge in democratic South Africa. There are going to be points that are going to be challenged. However, I think the difficulty what comes in, and it's a hallmark of all this kind of litigation, is that, you know, while there is this important sort of legal technical issue that I think will need to be decided one way or another, there are also, underpinning all of it, these conspiratorial attacks on the judges who gave the ruling, who found that the Constitution would not allow, you know, a paralysis that stopped a judge from being held accountable because of his personal relationships with people on the JSC. There's now also, of course, these conspiracy attacks against the court saying that they were trying to protect an unlawful process for a reason outside the ambit of the Constitution. And, of course, that muddies the water in a case that should be decided, but should be decided free of the kind of politicking rhetoric that has defined Schlopper's litigation up until this point.
But the difficulty is, though, if you're approaching as I think in my non-legal expert way, if you're approaching the court with nonsense in the way that Jacob Zuma's lawyers have been doing for quite a while now, it's quite clearly easily dismissible. It's nonsense. It's very definitely without legal merit whatsoever. But the fact that an approach to ask to take a matter to a higher court is that a core legal principle, which perhaps does need to be explored by a higher court, is surrounded by this obfuscating mess of conspiracy theories, doesn't and perhaps shouldn't distract from the point that there is a legal case to be thought about.
Absolutely. And that's why, you know, with appeals, oftentimes the court, the lower courts, for instance, in the Zuma medical parole matter, you know, the judge there said there were very specific points on which he did believe there were grounds for possible appeal to a higher court and granted leave. And in this case, the court can say, you know, on this issue of the composition of the JSC, there may be, you know, a profound legal debate to be had, and it is possible that another court may come to a different decision. And that is really the basis on which you grant appeals, and that's, you know, obviously going to be important. But I think what, and Franny Rabkin from the Sunday Times has written very well on this, the issue now is because there wasn't an interdict granted to stop the president or the JSC from embarking on a process that could lead to John Klopper's suspension. The question then becomes, well, while this legal issue is being debated, is it not within the interest of justice, given that the tribunal has made these serious findings? And we know that the court in no way undermined that in its ruling. Is it appropriate for the JSC now to say, President Ramaphosa, we recommend suspension of John Klopper pending the finalization of this case? And that is really going to be where the rubber hits the road in terms of what progresses with this matter going forward.
Karen Maughan, thank you very, very much indeed, as always, for explaining complicated legal matters to us. Legal journalist with News 24.